A lot of people got, yeah, the weather has not has been a little crazy lately. Don't do close up, I think it's. Okay, so we did yesterday Zochrinu L'chaim, and we did also L'chaim.
It seemed like a very radical shift yesterday from the, I guess the other one was the Hamdama, the introduction.
Yeah, now he's going into the details.
The text.
Yeah, which is, yeah, but still, it's a very concept, very important conceptual concepts he was talking about yesterday. Okay, so the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that in order to that the proper thing, oh, Seder HaTfilah, and the other side, the proper Seder HaTfilah is to mention three main concepts in our Musaf Shmona Esrei. Our Musaf Shmona Esrei is needs to include three extra concepts that are not included in general in Shmoneh Esrei, in any other Shmoneh Esrei of the whole year. What are the three concepts? They're called Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. Malchias refers to the reign, the dominion, the kingship of Hashem. We actually include that in the bracha of about the Yom Tov. So it's one bracha with the Yom Tov. Then we make a separate bracha called Zichronos. Zichronos describes how Hashem judges us, and he remembers Zikaron. He remembers everything of the deeds that we've done. And Shofros is self-explanatory, describes the inyan of the shofar. Okay? Now he's going to explain why these three inyanim things that we need to be discussed in Rosh Hashanah. Well, he said, I already told you the Rosh Hashanah is when Hashem is manifesting himself and present in the world as the king. And therefore, if he's present in the world as the king, we have to acknowledge that kingdom. We have to acknowledge Hashem as king. So that's why we talk about Malchus. Zichronos is because and by the way, his lashon is very strong. He says, "Zek kol tuveinu v'chol takpeinu." Our entire zechus coming towards the Yom Hadin is that we acknowledge him as the king. That's exactly what's going to help us in the judgment. There's a mile left here. I don't think. Then the zichronos is self-explanatory because we explained. How is it that Hashem is manifest as king in the world? That's by judging the world. Since it's by judging the world, so therefore you need to talk about Hashem as judge. That's Zichronos.
Zichronos is memory to
So
remember.
Hashem keeps track of every deed we do.
Oh,
Hashem keeps track of it in terms of nothing is left,
every thought.
everything gets calculated into the overall cheshbon. But then there's the final concept of shofros. And we need to understand what is this concept of shofros, which is clearly one of the most, it's clearly the highlight of Rosh Hashanah, but it's also considered to be a very mystical mitzvah. Well, what is shofar all about? So says Ramchal over here in the fourth line of this section. You know what it is? There's v'od inyan gadol yesh b'yom hazeh. There's another very primary concept in this day. V'hu inyan ha-shofar shenitztavinu b'yom. And it is the concept of the shofar. V'zeh. And I'm going to explain you something. Ki segulas ha-shofar b'tkiyasoy lamata. The Lamala, who, you know what the segula of the shofar is? The power, the concept of shofar is when we blow it down here. Lamala, and its power in heaven. What is the power of shofar, both in heaven and in, what is it? So, the concept is, I hope you can still hear me because I took off the headphones. The concept is l'chazek hatov v'l'chapos hara. Back to Ramchal language, it's to help the good cover over the ra, the bad.
The chauffeur is?
Yeah. That's what the concept of shofar is meant to do.
And what's the mechanism
Okay.
behind that?
That's a good question. We'll see. But the idea is l'chazek hatov, to give chizuk to the good, u'l'chapoy sarah, and cover over the bad. That is what shofar, what the power Hashem gave to the shofar in this world. V'tira, and you'll see, Shema'acha cheto shel Adam arishon. Ever since the sin of Adam, hinei nis'ar v'toyiv bara v'nichpach shtachtov. The tov has become hidden amongst the ra. It's covered over by the ra, and it's totally, basically, mixed into and ruined and covered by the ra. Which, if you were with us during Das Tivunos, this should be no chiddush. That is what the world is. Hashem had to make the ra, but we are the ones that are supposed to reveal the tov from underneath the trap of the ra. Uvizman Matan Torah, what was one moment in history, which remember we discussed this at when on Shavuos time? What was the one moment in history that the Tov became ultimately clear? Everything in the world became, that's it. We know what it's all about, and the whole world's a farce. That was that famous moment at Har Sinai. What was going on at Sinai? Pasuk says, shofars were blowing. So the shofars blowing are associated with that clarity of what was clear at Sinai, which is when the Tov completely takes over the Ra. And clarity in this world comes to a little bit of we get a little bit of clarity. Hinei yatzah atov mitoich harav v'nisgaber v'shalt. For one moment, one glorious moment in history, did the Tov become apparent and become totally clear. That was the moment of Har Sinai. It didn't capture the Ra, but at least it separated itself from the control of the Ra and was able to be clear as an identity, as an inyan bifnei. But the Tov had an opportunity to expound, to be independent of the Ra and not under the clutches and influence of the Ra. And that was the moment of Har Sinai. V'nishar hara nifrad, and the ra was left separate. Mimenu, next page. V'oimed b'tnei atzmoy. And it was standing by itself. However, one more thing. L'asid lava in the future. Hinei yishtalim matikon hazeh. V'atoy v'yichvash legamri. Eventually, it's going to come a point where they're not just two separate entities, but rather the Tov will be able to conquer the Ra. The Atov Sholet Levadai, and the Tov will be the only power. V'omnam hachizik harishin shenaseh l'tov. So when's the first time in history that since the Chet of Adam HaRishon that Tov was able to become, like we said, freed from the influence of Ra at Har Sinai? Zok d'Ramchal Ramchal nasa yidei hashofar, the Matan Torah. The shofar is what brought out that power of Tov. V'hu inyan kol ha-shofar. And that's the reason why shofar is associated with Har Sinai. What's the next moment that shofar is associated with? Mashiach. Because it's the next level of shofar. The next level of shofar is when the shofar will give the Tov the ability to not only be independent of the Ra, but conquer the Ra. V'ashlomas hatikud la'asid lavoi she'atoyv yinatzeach b'nitzochem gomer gam hu yiyah yidei shofar v'hu inyan yitaka b'shofar gadol. And that's why it's called a shofar gadol. L'fishatikud zeh yeh gomer mashallah haya kamoysu nikra shofar gadol. No other shofar in history was gadol. Why? Because every other shofar brought out toiv, but it didn't give Tov enough of a power to overtake the Ra. There's only going to be one shofar that gives the Tov the ultimate ability to completely overtake the Ra. That's the shofar that will come at Mashiach. That's why the shofar, when it comes to Mashiach, is going to be called shofar gadol, a large shofar. You say it in the Shemoneh Esrei. Tikah, the shofar, gadol, a large shofar. What's larger? You care if it's large or small? No, it's not large in its physical size, obviously. It's large in its impact, because there was never a shofar that was able to do what this shofar is doing. However, let's think. So, what is the shofar? That's very nice, very lofty. Shofar of Matan Torah. Wow. The Hashem opens up the heavens through that shofar. Hashem shows you the ultimate goal. Hashem shows the purpose of creation. Hashem shows the achdus of Hashem in the world. Hashem shows he's running everything. All this is a bunch of baloney. The Tov is completely independent of the Ra. Beautiful. Shofar Gadol. Finally, Tov beats Ra. Yeah, what's our shofar all about? We're just a couple simple guys on Rosh Hashanah doing blowing shofar. Like, where does that one fit in? You know what that shofar is to do? It's to connect the shofar from Sinai till Mashiach. Because it can't be that there was a shofar at Mashiach at Sinai, and there will be a shofar at Mashiach, but nothing in between. So year in, what we do is we take our shofar and we use our shofar to continue the hashpah of Sinai, to say the Tov is still here, we're aware of it. And that shofar will lead to the shofar of Mashiach.
Is that a physical shofar? Is that a spiritual shofar? Is
What?
that the Mashiach's shofar? Is that a real
Well,
shofar?
it's probably all spiritual stuff, all spiritual kochos. But there probably is a physical one too. I just don't know if that's the main point. Okay.
All right.
Now, he points out, "Hakin keneged zeh." Okay. So, what is that? Is that a machzor that is a no, on this no, on the bottom shelf? No, the short shelf. Yeah, what is that? No, that's okay.
Good.
All right. Just move.
What yeah.
So, no, this is a sitter.
This is not something.
What?
This is my blood.
That's okay. So, what's it called? So, that's it. So he's saying that so he's saying here that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is there to connect the two shofars. Now, I want to add to this one point. Yeah? How does it do that? As Shmuel said, what's the mechanics? How does shofar do that? So I think what you have to say is, I think what you have to say is, the way shofar does that is because, okay, there's a few different ways to say it. I'll throw out the tzaddikim tomorrow, we'll discuss it further. One way to say it is because shofar breaks down Ra.
I could hear that frequency wise.
Because shofar is a certain cutting through ability that cuts, pierces through, and it basically cuts through Ra. The walls of Yeriko fell when they blew shofar.
Right.
So Ra is moved to the side with shofar. So shofar is, it's not so much about the clarity, but it's about breaking down the Ra. The other way to say it is more up here, the Gra probably, which is that the shofar has the ability of bringing out the malchus of Hashem, the control of Hashem in the world. So it's about the tov. So the shofar is in order to elevate the ra, the tov over the ra. Question is, in which direction?
Same.
Is it by
Well,
breaking, piercing through the ra, or elevating the tov? Maybe both.
Maybe it's simultaneous.
Right, it's probably
Because
simultaneous.
when you break
Can you
down
get a
the bond,
clarity?
you raise the probe.
You're getting a clarity. It's all about the clarity. Okay, we're going to have to continue tomorrow.
It was the